what companies are benefiting from the COVID-19?
Well, this is where we're going to get it. This is where my next was biotech. And biotech has always been an interesting industry. It's very hard to invest because generally in the past, you had to be like a chicken sitting on an egg. You sit on that stock, you sit on it, sit on it, sit on it. They have some big, huge news breaks out. The stock shoots up and you got to sell it right away. And that's how you'd make money off these things over the years. Eventually, there were a few like Amgen and like Genentech in the old days and a bunch of stuff like that, where periodically they've had these huge rallies and you could trade them for a while. I think biotech is sort of what I would call is like the next big industry. It's going to be the new Facebook, Google, Amazon. It's going to be in there. And I think there's a bunch of companies that, even if you look at the charts now, they're like zooming. I would say, like, if you just go biotech right on, like, what is it? I'll just give you the symbols. REGN. Gilead Scientific has always been one of my favorite for a long time. Let me just see. I wrote these down. GILD. Then another one you might want to look at, which is like this one I haven't really heard of, but I noticed the chart looked kind of cool, is Invio, which is INO is a symbol.
James, why the biotech industry? Why are you getting so bullish?
Because this is what's going on. We have this crazy COVID. And at the end of the day, a lot of this stuff was hype over the death toll. But if you really look at it, what did COVID teach us? Right now, I'm reading a book about Alexander Hamilton, and in like 1793, there was a malaria outbreak. I think it was malaria or yellow fever in Philadelphia. And what did they do? People abandoned the city. They blocked off areas. They isolated people. They quarantined people. They did all this. People who were there weren't allowed to travel anywhere else. It's all the same stuff. So you mean to tell me for 200 years, we're still dealing with this stuff the same way? We're still hiding at home. We're quarantining people. We're locking things down. So we need biotech to address a lot of issues. One would be, the big thing would be antibody research. So in other words, you'd know right away if somebody had it, were they immune to it? That's probably the first and foremost. The second thing is testing. We need to be able to test really quickly so we can track things, and we need to be able to deploy that testing. The third thing is going to be like watches and stuff. Like, you already probably have an Apple Watch that tells you how many steps you took and stuff like that. We're going to need on our watch, they're going to have to add in, oh, my temperature is a little high. Maybe I'm getting sick. Maybe I'm sweating too much. Maybe I have COVID. Maybe I have the flu. Who knows? Maybe my heart isn't working right. So we're going to need more that. Then we also need home tests, because you know what? I don't want to wait in line anywhere. I don't wait in line anyway. I'm old fashioned. I don't wait online, period. And the only time I probably wait online is if I went to the cash machine and money was just coming out of it nonstop. But I might wait online for that. But other than that, no. And so I'm one of those people, I see a line, I just go somewhere else. And in fact, I'm so bad with lines. In the old days when I was a kid and I used to go to nightclubs, I used to go really early and I'd be the first one there just so I didn't have to wait online. And I know it wasn't cool, but I didn't want to wait online. So what do you got to do now? Now we want home testing. We want to be able to test all these things at home and follow up. So why can't we do a COVID test at home, send it, maybe do a follow up, maybe do all these things to give data? Now, the other scary thing that's going on is Apple and a couple other and Google are now putting all kinds of trackers in our phones. So if I gave you COVID and we hung out, my phone might know that I got sick, and it would text your phone or send a message. And then your phone would send a message to everybody you talk to that would, you know, that you might have, so you can trace everybody so you could follow it up. To me, that kind of stuff is kind of spooky, because they always say the data is secure. It's never secure. It's always being looked at or manipulated by somebody. So biotech is like a big thing. The other one, the fourth one or fifth one is Moderna, which is mRNA. They're pretty close to having a vaccine for COVID-19. At least they've been pushing it. Moderna, and that's okay. A Spanish one. And so a lot of these have either some kind of vaccine or some kind of therapeutic that after once you get sick, then you can take this drug and it will make you feel better. kind of like, you know, you take Tamiflu if you have the flu or whatever, or you take aspirin if you have a headache. You know, it's like a therapeutic thing. Now, the next thing that's a big deal, and you may have seen this a little bit, I don't know though, is a lot of people were working from home.